The UN Children's Fund says in any disaster, children suffer the most. And the disaster which hit Burma a few days ago is no exception. Deputy Director of UNICEF's Office of Emergency Programs, Pierrette Bouty, says children are most at risk from getting sick. During a disaster, she says children are particularly vulnerable to exploitation and abuse.
A number of children have died. Many are separated from their families and injured, and many are traumatized. We know, let's say, statistical experience, that we can estimate that about a third of the affected population are children. We are still probably underestimating the impact and the gravity of the situation on the ground.
About 24 million people live in the five regions struck by Cyclone Nargis. The Irrawaddy Delta River area is the worst hit, with up to 95% of the population affected. UNICEF has 130 staff members in Burma, all of whom, it says, responded within a day to the disaster. The aid workers distributed stocks of emergency supplies that had been pre-positioned in the country to the victims, including family health kits, water purification tablets, tarpaulins, and mosquito nets. But Vuti says these supplies are not enough to meet the critical needs. She says the agency is appealing for more than $8 million to provide assistance over the next 3 months. The United Nations has asked the Burmese government to allow 100 disaster relief experts to enter the country. Vuti says 12 UNICEF experts are included in this list. So far, she says, a handful of people have been granted visas, but none of the UNICEF experts are among them. She says she is concerned that Burma's reluctance to accept outside help might be hampering the relief effort.
We are finding out that the scope of the catastrophe really requires now a major response, and much bigger than what we are able to deliver now in country on the ground. We're aware of this and we're very worried about that. Now, whether this is affecting lives directly in terms of causing death, that I cannot answer.
Vuti says it is urgent that the emergency response be stepped up. She says assessments need to be made to know the extent of the damage, the impact on the survivors, and the needs. She says she fears more tragedies will be discovered in the coming days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.